there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, I had some really bad news for Tony this morning.
Bad news.
Well, dude, I'm sorry. Don't know if you've heard yet or not. I'm going to break this news to you. Because I know you put your paperwork into this. You had your pictures made. You sent all your stuff off.
What did I make my pictures for?
And you really thought you had a big chance this year. But
what?
It didn't happen.
What?
People Magazine's sexiest man alive is John Legend. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tony.
Yeah, after all that work I put into it.
Man, I know you put in a lot of work, and yeah. I'm just really sorry. And I know that one day, that work will pay off.
Well, it's obviously rigged. Well, so John Legend won it.
Yeah,
He's the singing guy, ain't he?
Yeah, he's on The Voice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know his name and
married
stuff.
Married to Chrissy Teigen.
Right. I don't know. See, women, y'all look at men as sexy. I mean, great. I mean, granted, he can sing and things.
Right.
And but how useful is he?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, when it comes to sexy, yeah. I think you women are think about this. Chip on Chip and Joanne. You want.
Sure.
I ain't saying I do, but
right,
if you were a woman, I'd look over there. I'd go, man, that Chip's a get her done kind
of
guy.
Man, think of all the stuff Chip could get done around the house. No one's ever said that about John Legend. Yeah. I bet you're right,
get
Tony.
Get that new linoleum I wanted.
New linoleum.
He can do anything Chip can. He's awesome. I love Chip.
He may be on to something there.
And a friend, guy that loves a guy on TV way.
Anyway, congratulations to John Legend. Sorry, Tony.
That's all right.
Parents.com released the worst baby names of 2019, and they're awful. Parents Magazine just put out a list of the worst real baby names that they've heard this year. Now, I'm going to get through the boys. They're terrible, but the girls are worse. So I'm just going to get through the boys here real quick. King Messiah, all one word.
Okay.
Hugo, Manson, Pinches.
What?
Cletus. Danger and like Styles with a Z.
Cletus. I liked one in there.
I figured you'd like that. Now, here are the girls. Now, some of these, I don't know, they're not that bad.
Okay.
Some of these, you name these girls this, and they're going to end up someplace you don't want them to be. I'm just going to say that. Here we go. Go through the names. Mattel.
Somebody look at a toy?
Yeah. Chardonnay.
Come on now.
That's guaranteed to the strip club. I'm just telling you, don't name Starlet.
It sounds like a pole name, too.
Any.
A-N-Y?
And Vegas. What are we doing? Those are terrible names.
Yeah. Might as well name a kid Den of Iniquity.
Please welcome to the stage.
Den of Iniquity.
Jeans weren't always called jeans.
Who knew this?
Levi's called them something else. Sometimes just these, I don't know, when you get online, sometimes you just go down these rabbit holes and you end up at some place and you're like, well, I didn't know that.
It happens to me all the time.
I didn't know this. When Levi's, when they started selling jeans in the 1870s, they didn't call them jeans or blue jeans.
They didn't?
They called them waist overalls.
Yeah.
Waist overalls. Huh. That just sounds funny.
Waist overalls.
Yeah, all the way back from 1870.
I've heard that, and that wasn't the only thing that they called other names back then.
Well, I'm sure some things have changed. What, do you know them?
Yeah, other things have changed. Socks.
Uh-huh.
A long time ago, they were called cotton ankle pantyhose. but you didn't know that.
I don't believe
it. Gloves.
Yeah.
A long time ago, they were called leather finger sleeves. And then the word glove came. But you didn't know that.
From the great glove people.
All right, go with me. Underwear.
New Mexico, known for their gloves.
Underwear.
Oh,
back
no.
when it started,
yeah.
It was called legless, flatulent, and waste filters.
We had the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Learn with us.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look across the Thanksgiving table at the holiday treat, giblet gravy, which, ironically, was invented right here in the Upper Cumberland. Giblet gravy has declined in popularity due to the work of catching and slaughtering the giblets. They're a cross between a snipe and a squirrel, and boy, they sure run fast. Another problem is they have to be bled out like goats and hung upside down while they scream in agonizing pain. Another downside is they have the body size of a small hamster, so it takes several giblet corpses to make a large bowl. Just look here at this picture of the great giblet slaughter of 1910. Ooh-wee! Boy, kids sure don't like to be covered in blood like they used to. I guess it's a good thing, though, because giblets almost went extinct. But giblet breeding helped the population to come back. These days, Thanksgiving has become more about turkey and ham. But as we're thankful for them, let's always be thankful for that tiny meat treat that gives us giblet gravy. This has been another informative and non-fictionally proven fact about this wonderful area we call the Upper Cumberland. There's one.
Here's today's word of the day.
This made me a vocabulary assistant.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Doomahickey. Doomahickey is what you call a dark spot on the neck of an Alabama cheerleader, and her daddy learned her cousin gave it to her. Doomahickey.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Over and over, he buys her Budweiser, then sneaks off with her girlfriend, so it won't surprise her.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
real good.
For most of us, Thanksgiving is about food, but it means something a little different for these kids. 9-year-old Alex Fisher and her 6-year-old sister Caroline live in Charlotte, North Carolina. And for the past few years, they've been raising money to pay for other families' Thanksgiving dinners, which is really cool. 2 years ago, their mom wanted to donate a single box of Thanksgiving supplies to a local mission that hands out food to families in need. Mm-hmm. Each kid included things like stuffing, green beans, stuff to make apple pie, things like that.
Yeah.
But Alex said one box wasn't enough and wanted to donate 10. Well, last year, they upped their goal, raised a bunch of money online, and were able to donate 130 boxes of stuff and 50 frozen turkeys. Now, this year, they've upped their goal again to include a turkey with every box, and last we heard, they were up to 108 full Thanksgiving meals with a few weeks to spare. They raised some money selling lemonade, the rest online. Now, their mom's help, and she says that she never expected it to get this big, but she hopes they'll keep doing it for years to come. If you want to help out with that, you can go to GoFundMe and then search for the Fisher Sisters Thanksgiving Mission if you want to donate to them, to their cause.
Two kids that saw their mother
giving. A 9- and 6-year-old.
And look at the example. What a proud mama they got to have.
To Alex and to Caroline, y'all are
real good.
That's it for today. Thank y'all so much for listening. And if you wouldn't mind subscribing and sharing the podcast, that would be so cool.
Yeah, and listen to it real, real loud.
We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.